Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, winners all over the world. I welcome you today. This is November 6, 2015. I want to say today is a blessed day for tuning into this radio today. And I want you to understand you are a winner. I see you as a winner. I confirm it. I said I see you as an achiever because that is who you are. And I want you to understand whatever you take yourself to be or whatever you call yourself, that is who you are. So today, I have something special for you. When we start like this, good morning, America. It is possible to have a blessed day. I want to tell you, it is possible to have a blessed day. Winners all over the world that is listening to me today, I am giving you every confidence that it is very, very possible for us to have a blessed day. If only we can follow some certain principle. If you can allow me to ask you something. How did you sleep last night? How was your thought last night? And through your thought, what did you dream? What did you see in your night vision or your night dreams? What did you see? What did you think last night? Okay, were you happy last night when you were sleeping? Or did you watch good movie? Or you watch Halloween movie, scary movies? What did you really watch? What was in your mind? What were you going through? Did you have a problem yesterday with your friend and you slept over it? And throughout the night you've been thinking of how to revenge or how to pay back? What was your thought yesterday? And how did you carry it over to today? What were your thoughts this morning? 6 a.m., 4 a.m., 7 a.m., 8 a.m., 9 a.m. What is your what is in that your mind? What is the thing that has just driven you to talk to somebody concerning what happened yesterday? Yesterday has passed, you know that? Yesterday has passed. You can't change what happened yesterday. You can only go on reflection and say, okay, what did I do wrong yesterday? Then you become positive. Say, okay, I can fix it myself. Okay, now, if you carry over the annoyance of yesterday or the anger of yesterday, how does it solve your problem? If you carry on the failure of yesterday, okay, maybe someone hurt you, maybe in your office, or somebody in the church, or somebody at the road hurt you, somebody maybe of different color, make you angry. Did you carry it over today? That means you have a bad day. You know that? You carried over what happened yesterday. What if you change? You said, okay, the guy who hurt me yesterday, I've forgiven him. That before even I slept. As if I see him this morning, I will say, good morning, friend. Or good morning, America. Or you could just say, when I see him, I will smile. Or I will just let go. Mind my own business. How do you think your money will look like? How do you think your face will look like? How do you think your mind will look like? That means you are a free person. Free. Because of what? You've offloaded everything of yesterday. And knowing that yesterday was yesterday, that today is today. Do you understand now? Some people are still having the feelings of how their parents hurt them 10 years ago, 50 years ago. Do you know that? And because of that, they are not healthy. If you look at their face, you look at their body, they are not healthy no matter what they eat. Some people are still taking the anger of 20 years ago and they're still living with it. They renew it every day, thinking of vengeance, and they can't even pay the vengeance. They can't even do anything. They only think about it. They spend 99% of the time thinking of what happened 2 years ago, 3 years ago, even last night. You are harming your joy. You are harming yourself. In the Almighty God book, he said, we become what we think about. You become what you think about. That thing that has been in your mind for 10 years ago, for 3 years ago, even last night, that is who you are. Either that thing can make you become so wicked, he will just change your face, he will change everything about the chemistry of your body. He will change your thinking, everything about you will change. You become a wicked human being on earth. Because of what? Because you took over the thing that you would have the baggages in which you have put up or offload. Long time ago, you are still carrying it along. Some people say, I will never forgive my daddy because he hurt me. I will never forgive my mommy because he didn't send me to school. Some people complain a lot of this. Some people can't even forgive. forgive themselves. How would you be happy? How would you have a blessed day when you are still living that kind of life? A life of storing all those things that has been a problem to you. We call that baggages. It is very, very possible to have a blessed day. Just put away those baggages in your life. That's why someone like El Nightingale in his book, he said, we become what we think about. What we think about every day. Let's just hear some other people that said about what we think. You are the product of your thought. If you want to be happy, think happiness. If you want to be joyous, be joyous. If you want to have praise, come on. You have the right to work on your mind. Every problem we have on this earth is our mind. It's very happy. It's very easy for you to have a happy life. Anybody that hurts me yesterday, I don't take it over. If you hurt me yesterday, if I have my opportunity, I will settle it with you because I don't want to carry over anybody in my mind. Do you understand? Someone like Ralph Waldo Emerson said, a man is what he thinks about all day long. That is what he said. Ralph Waldo, that is what he said. That is who you are. What you think every day. What did you think? What did you think this morning? What were you thinking about this morning before you woke up from bed? Or you were so angry with your wife and you can't get over it? Or you were so angry with your kids, with your children, you can't get over it? That is how your day will be. But if you want your day to be lovely, be lovely. If you want your day to be friendly, if you want your day to look good, be friendly to people. That is it. Everything works in the mind. You are the captain of your ship. Do you understand? You are the captain of your ship. The ship now is your mind. The ship now is your mind. So you are the captain. What do you feed in your mind every morning? What do you feed in your mind this morning? Let's not forget about it. Let us say every morning. What did you feed your mind this morning? That you kept on talking. You're still talking about it even till now. You're still talking about that situation of yesterday. Till now. You slept with it. You can't even sleep well because you still think that person really hurt you or that issue really hurt you. Oh, I wasn't treated well. Oh, because I failed. I will keep on failing like this. Oh, because I didn't make it this week in my business. Last week, I won't make it. And all those things begin to work on you. Come on, friend. You got to let go. Let go every time makes you stop, like John Maxwell said. Let go. William James said, listen to what William James said. The great discovery of imagination is that human beings can alter their lives by altering their attitudes of mind. You can alter the attitudes of your mind. You have the power to do it. Do it now. That's why someone like Paul said in Philippians chapter 4, verse 8, he said, finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think of these things. It tells you the things you need to think. If those things are positive, if those things bring joy, they have praise, they have virtue. These are the kind of things you need to think. If you do this every morning, you will feel joy, you will be healthy. Are you listening to me now, friend? It is very, very possible to have a blessed day. You can practice it. Make it to become a habit. You don't allow somebody to offend you up till the following day. You take it. So, because if you have somebody in your mind and you go to bed, you can't sleep well. Do you know that? You can't sleep well. If you think of failure of yesterday all through your life, you keep on thinking about it, you can't sleep well. And you can't change anything. You keep on thinking things. Why not put your mind on those positive things? Those things you know you can get hold. Those things that you know will make you happy. Why not put your mind on those things? Why not put your mind on those positive-minded people? Those who you know when you go to them, they will advise you well, they will counsel you well, they will make you happy. Those are the right people in your life. Those are the right places. There are places you go, it's so miserable. But there are places you go, it makes you happy. It makes you feel joy. That's why when you are in God, you see, Jesus made a statement, he said, seek ye first the kingdom of God. That's, you see, I love the Bible. The Bible is the greatest book that has ever existed. We will read that place. But he said, at the last, he said, seek ye first the kingdom of God and its righteousness. Seek everything about God. Seek about that every other thing shall be added unto you. Do you understand what I'm telling you? God will not bless you because you are seeking what? First, the kingdom of God and his righteousness. So in there, that place is just telling make you to rejoice. Just seek God. Then every other thing will be added unto you. Speak for the spiritual. And every other thing shall be added unto you. That no matter how you think, listen, you are just wasting your time. That thing you are thinking will destroy you. Do you understand? William James said, the greatest discovery of our generation is that human beings can alter their lives by altering their attitudes of mind. And he said, we need only on cold blood act as if the thing in question we are real and will become infallibly real by growing into such a connection with our life that it will become real. It will become real. He's telling you to be positive. Be positive. When you think negative things, you become negative. If you think positive, you become positive. If you keep on thinking of how to seek vengeance on people, that's why God said we shouldn't seek vengeance. God even told us, Jesus said we should love our enemies. These are the principle of success. Someone that was your enemy, someone that even wants to destroy you, but Jesus said, love your enemies. Do good to them. Do you understand? You are the sum total of your thoughts. If you can work on your thoughts, I'm telling you, you'll make it in life. Someone like Dr. Norman, Vincent Pell, he said, this is one of the greatest laws in the universe. Finally, do I wish I had discovered it as a very young man. It dawned upon me much later in life, and I found it to be the greatest discovery, if not my greatest discovery, outside my relationship to God. The great law, briefly and simply said, is if you think in negative terms, you will get negative results. If you think in positive terms, you will achieve positive result. That simple fact, he went on to say, is the basis of an astonishing law of prosperity and success. Negative and positive. If you think in negative terms, that is how your life will be. That's how your result will be. It is impossible. That's why sometimes you don't carry those work clothes. When you begin to carry it, the first thing, oh, this doesn't help me. Oh, the next thing we say, oh, how can I revenge? How can I do this person back? How can I pay this person back? Evil. From evil, you not think of how you go and pay somebody to do it for you. Everything comes stage by stage. So whatever you think, if you think negative, it will begin to build up. The devil is the devil that does that. The devil will begin to build up, give you devilish wisdom to be able to destroy. And as you plan to destroy, so your health also will be destroyed. So what do you want? What do I want you to have this morning? I want you to understand that it is possible to have a blessed day if you can position yourself in the positive angle. You let go whatever that will make you stop. If someone happens to hurt you yesterday, forgive the person and move on. If the condition of yesterday was bad, no, that was yesterday. Today is different. Just let go of that yesterday. Ask yourself a question. How will I fix it? How will I fix this issue? Then the wisdom of God will begin to come into you to fix that situation. Do you understand? Let me read one place in the Bible before I close for now. In Matthew chapter 6, let me start from 25. You can just listen to me. Jesus was saying this. Therefore I say unto you, take no thought for your life, what he shall eat or what he shall drink, nor yet for your body, what he shall put on. Is not the life more than meat and the body than raiment? Behold, the fowls of the air. For they sow not, neither do they reap, nor gather into barns. Yet your heavenly Father feedeth them. Are you not much better than they? Which of you, taking thought, can add one cubic unto his stature? And why taking thought for raiment? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They toil not, neither do they spin. And yet, I say unto you, that even Solomon in all the glory was not arrayed like one of these. Wherefore, verse 30, Matthew 6, verse 30, wherefore, if God so clothe the grass of the field, which today is, and tomorrow is cast unto the oven, shall he not much more clothe you, O he of little faith? Therefore, take no thought, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink? Or whither shall we be clothed? For after all these things do the Gentiles seek. For your heavenly Father knoweth that he hath need of all these things. 33 says, "But seeking first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you." So when you seek God first, when you seek the righteousness of God first, all these things, you don't need to even pray for it. God said he will add it unto you. So what we pray for, what we should be praying for, is for God to make us righteous. When we are in the righteousness of Christ, we don't even need to shout too much. "Oh, God, bless me with this." No, God will just bless you. He will bless your day. Because already, he will bless your day. Do you understand? Then the Lord said, "Take therefore no thought for morrow, for the morrow shall take thought for the things of itself." God has prepared his table before you. God has anointed your head with oil. God has anointed your day. When God anoints you with oil, he has also anointed your day. He knows what you need. He knows everything you need on this, in this life. Then he's telling you, why are you worrying yourself? Just seek me first. So there are things we just need to relax. Relax and believe God and have trust in God. People who relax in God, in the hand of God, they are people that know that God is their God and he can do those marvelous things. Look at how he parted the Red Sea for the children of Israel to pass through. Can human does that? No. But God parted the Red Sea for them. They didn't even ask. God just know that these guys need to pass through this Red Sea in a dry ground. And I'm going to take the glory for myself. God wants to promote you. God wants to bless you. God wants to bless you and take the glory for himself. He don't want you to take that glory. Every glory should go to God. But sometimes we want to take the glory. That's why it doesn't happen that way. Allow God to do it and take the glory for himself. God parted the Red Sea for the children to pass through it. It's not because of that. It's because he wants to take the glory for himself. He is a jealous God. He loves you. He wants to bless you so that when you go to people, you tell them, "It is God that blesses me. I didn't even suffer too much. I didn't even sweat too much. God just did it for me." Do you understand, my friend? Are you listening today? What are you thinking of? Why are you so worried that look at you? They've taken you to, you've gone to a series of doctors and they say they can't even see anything that is your problem. But just overlook that thought and you see your healing. Why are you so worried too much? Everything somebody say annoys you. You are quick to anger. Even the ones people are joking with you, you take it so serious. Why are you so serious on this earth? Serious as if you didn't create the earth. You are too serious. You are too stiff. Man, you got to have fun. You got to know that God is on your side. Come on. What are you thinking about? Why do you want to kill yourself for nothing? Why are you so concerned about everything to you is, "Oh my God, I'm a loser"? No, no, you are not. You think too much. Think positive. Believe God that he will do it for you. Put all your trust in God. It is only a fool that says there's no God. If you trust in God, he will do it for you. He will open the doors which no man can shut. Think Jesus. Think positive. Think those good things. That's what the Bible is telling you today. That all your thoughts, all the things you're thinking, how much have you added in your stature? How much? Has that made you too tall? Or have that made you too small? Has that made you too big? It's not that you become sick because of your thoughts. Because of little things that doesn't matter when there are great things in front of you. I said, it is possible to have a blessed day. If only you can practice what you are hearing today. You begin to deal with your thoughts. You begin to work on it. Because listen, the Bible said that God is not mocked. That whatsoever we sow, whatsoever you sow, that is what you reap. If you sow bad things, if you sow evil into your heart, you will reap evil. If you sow all those thoughts of depression into your life, you will be depressed. If you sow thought of fear, are you listening to this radio show today? If you sow thought of fear, thought of failure, thought of disappointment, that is how your life will be. Begin to believe that God has created you well to make it in this life, that you will be a blessing to people. Think of how to bless people. Think of how to give to the poor, even though you don't have. You see, sometimes some people think, "Oh, until I have, before I can give." No, no, no. You can give through your thoughts. But how are we? She said, oh, if I have, I will give. If I have, I will give to the poor. If I have, I will give food to people that don't have. If I have the strength, I will help. God now will strengthen you. That is another word of giving. Do you understand? Your mind got to be renewed. Your thoughts got to be renewed. If really you want your day to be blessed. Every day. When we say it is fine to have a blessed day, tomorrow is another blessed day. Every day has its own blessings. Every day has its own miracles. Do you understand what I'm telling you today? That's what God wants you to understand. So work on your thoughts every day. Don't carry any load. Oh, yesterday, Sister B offended me. So because of that, I'm going to hurt her back. You sleep with it, you can't even sleep. You have nightmare, you can't even sleep. You can't even have good sleep. There's something again I want to give you before I close for now. Listen, it is better for someone to surprise you with a gift than telling you, hello, friend. Okay, for example, now, if your name is Jane, put your name there. Then I call and say, hello, Jane. Yeah, how are you, Emmanuel? I say, how are you doing today? I say, I have a gift for you. I have a gift for you. What will happen to you? You will start thinking, what is that gift? What is the gift? Is it the gift of a car? Or is it gift of stick? You start, your mind will be running all through. And that can even make you sick. You know, like that. So when people begin all those kind of, oh, I will have a gift for you. Then when they ask them, what is that gift? And they don't want to tell them, no, don't worry, when I come, I'll give you. Okay, don't worry, when I see you tomorrow. No. If tomorrow comes, the person doesn't come, you still be hoping, thinking of that gift. Do you know you can be destroyed with it? That is one of the tricks of the devil. When somebody tells you something like that, I have a gift. Yeah, what is that gift? He said, oh, it's a gift. I want to surprise you. That person, don't give me. Go with it. I don't want it. Don't be scared to reject some certain things in which the devil wants to use and lock you up. That is putting you inside the box. Learn how to do this every morning. Learn how to do these things. Just take example of it and begin to grow with it. It's better for someone to just surprise you and tell you, oh, I have this for you. That is good. It brings joy. That's all I'm telling you. Oh, look, I'm going to marry you. I'm going to marry you. You ask, when do you want this? You say, don't worry, I will tell you later. Later, it takes you to 7 years, 10 years. You keep on thinking of that person going to marry you, destroying the whole of your life. My friend, the very moment the person comes to specific, push the person away. Tell the person, I'm done with you. Are you scared? Because there are good things in front of you. You can't allow somebody to hold you as a hostage. Hostage in your heart. There are some people today, they are still living without kind of promises. It's better for you to take chances, yeah and nay. If the person said a thing, you can't do it now, or you can't give a specific time for you to measure it, my friend, tell the person, I am done. No matter how that gift is, I don't want the gift. No matter how precious that person is, no matter how precious the person is, cut it off. Don't allow anybody to spoil your day. Because it starts from today, it goes to the next day. Those promises is not real from God. It's the devilish type of locking people inside the box. Are you looking at something now? No matter how the person is, whether it's a prophet or anybody, no matter the person's height or level in life, when he keeps you in that level, he wants to lock you in. Oh, I will do this for you. When? No, I'll tell you later. Later the thing is going, later every day, later every week, later, the thing you discover, you will useless your life. Because you keep, so that the very day you say, I can't do it again, you now live a life of anger. How I wish I can kill this man. How I wish I can do like this. How I wish I can box him now. Because that thing that has suppressed you, since whether as I said, disappoint you, now what happened? You become a wicked person. You now become the work of the devil, the agent of the devil, because you want to pay revenge. You want to, you say, when God said, vengeance belongs unto me, now everything fills up your heart. No matter how you see the person, you don't feel happy. Friend, are you listening to me today? Have you got to something? It's better for someone to surprise you than to program you and say, oh, don't worry, I'll tell you later. Someone said, oh, hey, Jane, I'm coming to your house. You say, okay, you're coming. To do what? He said, I have something for you. I have something I got to tell you. What is that? What do you want to tell me? What's the thing? He said, it's very, very important. I know what I'm going to tell you. Just wait for me. You understand? The person said, he said, wait for me. He didn't even give a specific time. You keep on wasting the whole of your day waiting for this person to come and tell you what he has for you. Whether it's a pastor, whether it's a problem, whatever it is, it's not specific. It's not from God. Don't take it. Because it will suspend you. Your mind will be running everywhere. Your mind will be thinking, worriness begin to come in. Now you become a warrior. That's when I say warrior. I'm talking about you be your life all through is a worry. All through is worry. Friend, do you understand what I'm telling you? Don't accept such kind of things. If it doesn't, it's not specific. He said, look, don't tell me anything. I don't want anything. Don't tell me. Then the person will be specific. Say, okay, this is what I want to tell you. Do you understand, friends? This is the strategy. This is what you need to do that will make your day become good. Make people be specific. If they don't want to be specific, just put them away. Tell them, I don't want that stuff. Do you understand? Sometimes someone can make you wait the whole of the day and still doesn't come. Oh, I'm coming to see you. I'm coming. The person, I'm coming. When it's coming, the day is over. And you can't accomplish anything. Then when the day is over, it doesn't come, you punt and become an angry human being. May God bless you. Next time, we are going to continue this topic. It is supposed to have a blessed day. We are going to continue this again. That's what I'm telling you. Just follow me in this program. Follow me in this program. I want to make it a little bit of series. It is possible to have a blessed day. Friend, thank you for tuning in. Thank you for being a part of this radio station. We love you. Winners Broadcasting Radio is committed to raise great leaders for this our time. Great world leaders. We want to see how this station can be used to reach out to young ones, great people, to make us become great people in this our time. Do you understand? And you are one of them. So I love you. I hope you've taken something today. Just know in your mind, put it in your mind, that it is possible to have a blessed day. So you have the choice. You can make it blessed or you can make it cursed. So now you got to begin to work on your mind. You got to begin to take charge of what that belongs to you. Take charge. If that man keep on promising you, put him away. If that woman keep on playing you, promising you, put that person away. If that business is key, someone lock you into that business. And as it locks you, you can't come out of it. Anything that locks you in is not of God. Just put that thing off immediately. And I want you to understand your life will never be the same. You will become healthy every day. You become a good person, a peacemaker. Do you understand what I'm telling you? I'll see you again. Have a blessed day. Father, in the name of Jesus, I bless this one that is listening to me. And I know your day is blessed today. I see miracles upon miracles coming upon your life. In the name of Jesus, people will begin to bless you. People will begin to come from different places of life to bless you. Bless everything that concerns you. Today is your day. I say, receive this blessed day. In Jesus' name, amen. I'll see you again. So have a blessed day. I'll see you again. Bye for now.